The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah. It happens every time we have a holiday Monday. I'm always a day behind, you know, the rest of the week. So today seems like Wednesday.
Yeah, it does.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I needed to have the water running all night and the cabinet doors open underneath the pipes to keep them warm and all, because it was like 22.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that, but you know, better safe than sorry. My wife does all that stuff. And
yeah, if somebody recommended that to her, it's better to just do it rather than fight it.
I ain't paying that water bill though, man. That water dripping all night.
I know.
No, it's barely dripping.
Yeah, they said like a pencil, pencil width stream. You got to keep running. So all the cabinets were open and all. I bet that was driving Jody crazy.
Yeah.
Just having the cabinet doors open.
Well, and then when I'm getting ready in the mornings in the restroom, I have to close them. Because if I didn't, you know, my clumsy ass would trip on, break cabinet door off and all that. So I have to just remember to go back and open them.
Yeah.
Which usually I don't do until I'm about to leave. God damn, I forgot to leave the cabinet though. Because if she got up and saw that, she'd be like, please.
Yeah.
You don't want the pipes to freeze.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But I am going to call and check on my mama today.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, yeah.
My mama's in Louisiana, and I don't know if she was in the path of the snow, but I think pretty much the whole state got snow.
Yeah.
Right. But I know my in-laws got a lot of snow, but they live probably, I don't know, an hour and 45 minutes south of my mom. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much snow did they get or projected to get?
I think that somebody said they were going to end up getting 10 inches before it's done. Yeah.
Dang. Lucky.
I don't know.
Had a fun time. I'm kidding. As you can tell, I'm really excited about going to sled after this.
Oh, okay. So we thought you were making a dirty joke.
Oh.
No, good.
Yeah, now
should you work.
She never does a dirty joke.
No.
That's not her thing.
I see where you're going with that, but no, I didn't. Okay.
That's why it was shocking. Just like Louisiana snow.
Yeah.
And you know, they all spell it S-N-E-A-U-X, snow.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's clever.
Mm-hmm.
Clever.
But yeah, it's my friend who lives in Emerald Isle, North Carolina. We were talking yesterday and he was talking about how much they were supposed to get. And I said, man, I bet it looks weird when the beach is covered in snow.
Yeah.
I said, make sure you take a picture of that and send it to me. You know what he said?
What?
It's white.
All right, smart like it's Alec.
Pretty much, I guess from a distance, it doesn't look a whole lot different than the sand.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I did see videos from Myrtle Beach, and it was kind of weird to see the sand covered in snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he'll probably send. He's probably holed up in there, drunk as hell.
I mean, that's all you can do, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. This sounds like if Riggins were a New Yorker. This guy sounds like the New York version of Riggins. You ready, Lynn?
Ready.
You tell me if it's not right.
It's interesting to me that if someone is walking slow in front of me, I'm like, oh, this person's the most annoying person in the world. And if someone is walking beside me at the same pace, I also think they're annoying. And if someone were to pass by me on my left because they're walking fast than me, I'd be like, whoa, slow it down a bit, big guy. So there's really no option for someone to walk near me. Maybe I'm just an irritable.
It's true. Yes.
So whatever it is, it's going to be annoying to him.
Probably annoying.
I love that. Just like him.
Yeah. Now, the difference is all of those things are true. I just try to keep them to myself because when you start going around talking about all the things that annoy you, you just come across like a grumpy person.
But you're, you know, you're always safe to talk to me.
That's true, right?
I guess so.
Grumpy
I get
to
it.
Grumpy.
Yeah, I get it.
I saw a young woman, she's a Gen Z, and she said, you know what? If I hold the door open for you, you better say thank you. And she made like that whole point. And then somebody in the comments said, that's not why you should hold the door. You should hold the door without expecting a thank you. And then she responded. She was like, F that. I say thank you for everything. I don't care. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do it for a thank you. You better thank me.
But you don't do it for a thank you, but you do expect common courtesy and manners.
Absolutely.
You know, I expect that.
Sure.
I don't know what I like less. If I hold the door for someone and they don't even acknowledge it or say thank you, or when I'm doing the money exchange with somebody, if I'm buying something and the clerk says, I say thank you, and the clerk goes, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could be at a fast food, you know, place. It could be at the drugstore, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great, thanks.
Or you're welcome.
Yeah.
And now I've got an extra layer of that and go, you know what? I'm your elder.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. Who are you talking to like that? Yeah.
You should be even nicer to me. Yeah. I could be getting discounts up in here if I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
You get 55 discounts. Is it 55 and up?
I think so.
Yeah.
But you got to be part of that liberal AARP, don't you?
No. For a senior discount or something?
I thought that was always tied into the liberal AARP.
No, I don't think so.
I think companies have their own
Yeah, like policies. If you go buy a movie ticket, you probably get a discount ticket.
Yeah.
Without having to show a card or anything.
Mm. I don't think I'll ever do it.
Why not?
It's the same as getting a free sample, asking for the free sample.
You think so?
I put it in the same category.
Oh, yeah. I totally disagree.
I mean, why should I enjoy it? And why should I pay more to enjoy a product when I haven't really done anything to earn a discount other than reach a certain age?
Well, that's what earned. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You've lived a long life at this point. You deserve it.
Yeah. She's absolutely right.
But it used to be because, I mean, you get a discount because you done fought in a damn war or something.
Well, that was the
senior citizen discount because it seemed that everybody, you know, the draft was a thing and all that. So everybody that reached a certain age was a veteran.
Right.
But I ain't no veteran.
Well, now we have veterans discounts and, you know, the draft dodgers like you are still honored in a way.
Yeah.
No, I think she nailed that. It, your life experience is what has earned you the discount. And I think that's a great way, like you just said, respecting your elders by giving them a discount.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, maybe not older than 55, but in their 60s, 70s, they don't have a job necessarily. And maybe they're retired or getting Social Security. So you do, some of them need a discount. I mean, not you per se, but... Yeah. You know, I think they look at it like that. You know, you've worked your whole life. And
because I don't think that if I pulled up to the window, walked up to the window of a movie theater, that they would assume that I'm a senior citizen.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to jump out all crazy and flexing like Lindsay did yesterday and said, I look young. She's like blatantly, I look way younger. But I don't think that I look like a senior citizen.
No, but
here's the thing. That would have me having to ask, can I get my discount? I'm 55. To me, that puts me in the same spot as going to IHOP on pancake day and asking for my free pancake or going and asking if I can have another free sample.
Right. Yeah, no, I get
it.
But, you know, when I go to those breweries and I don't know what their beer tastes like and I'm trying to find something that I would like, I will ask them for samples of that because I know that my intention is to buy something right then.
Yeah.
You know, I'm about to buy something. But just to say I deserve a discount, give me my discount.
Well, yeah, when you phrase it like that, but hopefully.
Well, I think there's a way to say, you know, like, hey, is there a senior citizen discount? I'm, you know, 55, whatever.
Hey, buddy.
And then you got it.
You little whippersnapper.
Hey, young man.
Give me my $1.50 off.
my problem with it would be them knowing my age.
Mm.
Like, I don't want them knowing I'm 55 because I don't look
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
Gets worse.
Never want anybody to know I'm as old as your ass.
No, you're not.
That's what she's saying.
You're not a senior citizen yet. Or do I not know your age?
Well, I'm 55. Yeah.
I honestly don't think it's 55, though. I thought y'all were just saying that.
Well, 55 is usually for the discounts and stuff. I don't know if that qualifies you as a senior citizen, but 55 is typically where you start getting the discounts.
But I could live in your parents' neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, because it's 55 and up, right?
You could, yeah.
I would be a baby in there. But
you would be the young, hot thing.
Hell yeah.
I can testify because my in-laws live there. You would literally be the youngest person there. Yeah. There's no 55-year-olds.
Yeah, my parents are still pretty a lot younger than most people there, and they're in their late 60s.
Yeah.
If we moved to one of those neighborhoods, I mean, Jody would be pissed off all the time at them women, man.
Throwing it down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gertrude.
You know, saying, hey, you haven't tried my brownies. I baked these for you.
I missed you, Myrtle.
Mm-hmm. And be like, Gertie, come here. Tell Jody what we were talking about the other day when we was playing Mahjong.
I see you, girl. I see you, Bernice, throwing that ass in a circle.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Still looking good with that prancer-sizer.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Man, we take a break and hear about a bunch of old people gossip and all that we can't talk about. It's craziness. Crazy, crazy.
Old people got problems. Yeah. Old people got drama too.
But, you know, Lindsay, you say that I don't seem old like a senior citizen. Well, you know, Jody's only a year and a half younger than I am. So imagine her in a retirement community. How many of those old men would be all about her ass?
She'd be the hottest thing since it opened.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all both don't. I guarantee, I need to look this up. It's not 55.
Well, when I cure myself of obesity, it's going to be a lot different. You know, I'll be looking different. I probably will shave and be clean all the time, so you won't see the gray hairs in my beard or any of that. But my beard gets her gray hairs touched up, you know, quite often, so you don't see them. I'll probably completely change my look if I can ever get cured of obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll really be looking young, having to show my ID to get those discounts and stuff.
That's right.
Heck yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
They'll think I work for the HOA out there retirement community.
Yeah.
So he can't be a resident.
Yeah.
He must have a sugar mama somewhere in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I've heard of that. I've heard guys are widowed men end up getting sugar mamas from the other single women that are much older. And I was like, a sugar mama, he's in his 60s. How old could she be? I mean, 80s. It's probably 80s. Yeah. But like it's different because like the single guy is now asked to like, hey, can you come over here and look at my cable box or, you know, help handyman type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that kind of stuff.
See, happening. I'd be no good at that. I can't handy anything.
You can't.
I'm a handsy man, not a handyman.
Yeah, right.
Two totally different things.
You're my handsy man.
I think Jody's going to thrive in a neighborhood like that.
Oh, God,
She's going to just.
And you know what? That's what I was telling my in-laws not long ago. I was talking to my father-in-law about, you know, he's retired and how, you know, things to keep him busy and entertained and all that. I said, whenever I retire, I mean, it's going to be bad, because what do people do when they retire? They become more social and they become friends with all the other guys in the retirement community. And they're just always having to find stuff to do to keep them occupied during the day. And that always 9 times out of 10 is being with other people their age. And I don't want to do that now.
Yeah, right.
So
that's why my dad.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's why my dad's retired 4 times. He keeps getting jobs because he doesn't want to like do that.
Is your dad the type though to hang? He doesn't want to hang out with other guys his age and just, you know, do whatever projects or talk and watch football or, you know, volunteer, any of that kind of stuff. He'd rather just be working.
He's not social. He doesn't have any hobbies. Like, It's bad.
He's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot of you. I mean, all the time.
My mom, growing up, she didn't have girlfriends. Like, she didn't go on girls' trips and stuff like that. Never had tight girlfriends. Now she's got seven.
Yeah.
That they're in, like, she got friends after she got retired. And my dad, he's always been kind of the social one, but playing softball on Saturdays, he umps a lot of games that he doesn't even play in.
Yeah.
So, like, but he was always kind of that personality.
But I'd probably do that.
I think you would.
I'm good at softball and baseball and all that.
They have a ball.
But it's out in a group. I know, but I'm saying it's not an intimate group of six guys just sitting around and playing cards or talking and you're just having a drink or going to go do one thing. Like, you're going to go to the soup kitchen today and hang out and do all this other stuff that goes along with it. I'm a one or two friend person in that kind of situation.
Okay.
You know?
Well, you can do stuff like that too. Like, he was trying to join a cigar club, and they have different groups for the different parts of the neighborhood and stuff. And those are small circles. So I think you could find something.
Yeah. But I mean, how hard would it be for me to find somebody that's cool?
Well,
cool hard. Enough to hang with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But didn't you say, Briggins, that, when you were and your brothers were little and all, that your mom never would go off somewhere with women and say, we're going on a girls trip.
Yeah.
You know, like Jody and all women her age and up and below, I mean, her age and below have always done. Like,
I don't even remember her having friends.
Same with mine.
I don't remember. She didn't have a best friend that I recall, but now since she's retired, she's texting them all the time. They're getting, playing all this stuff.
Well, did your mom work?
She did, yeah. She was a teacher and a librarian and cafeteria
worker. Because I think that consumed, with three kids.
Yeah.
My mom had three kids. Working in that was their life. I mean,
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just that women back then weren't as spoiled and demanding as wives today are.
That's probably accurate. I need my time,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I don't blame you.
Yeah, so there's your husband working himself to death constantly all around the clock, and then you leave him with three kids for a weekend to go hang out with your ex-cheerleader friends and do all kinds of crazy stuff at the beach.
Did she do that?
Yeah, my mom, well, I'm just imagining that's what, Jody does that, goes off with her friends to the beach for the weekend or Charleston or whatever, did more of it when the kids were little than she does now.
Oh, really?
But part of the reason that, and I joke about it, but I like the fact that she has always felt comfortable enough that I could take care of two little children, without her having to worry about it. She could go off and have fun. She didn't have to worry about me calling her every hour and going, what do they eat? What medicine do they take? Oh, this one's doing this and this, never bothered her the whole weekend. She'd get mad because I wouldn't call her, So that's good. But the whole attitude of women, young mothers saying they deserve something, they don't deserve shit. They get it out of the goodness of their husband's hearts, and they need to show appreciation for it.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to use that clip on Instagram. Just that 10 seconds is going to be dynamite.
I'm women just kidding, ladies. Just joking. That's a big deal because a lot of wives don't trust their husbands to be able to do what they do because they'll say, I might as well not even go because he's going to keep me stressed out the whole time I'm there, calling constantly, asking me dumb questions and all of that.
Maybe he will, but I think
most of them have experience from it, though. Like they said, last time I went, I've tried to do this. This is what happened. Or every time, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. But that Kyle, Lindsay's husband, obviously is a saint. Have to, jump in and do most of her work and his consistently.
No, that's a damn lie. I do go on one girls' trip a year to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. You know what, though? Now that I think about it, my mom helps too. So I'm not sure. He does it all the time by himself, but he travels for work. So he's always here and there and everywhere. So he gets his time, even though it's work. With work. He golfs. He goes on golf trips with his boss that's his best friend. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Well, my boss is my best friend and wife.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm.
But I never did. Like, very few times did I just go off with guys, you know, for a weekend just to hang out and all that.
No.
Now, Jody would say that about, you know, we would travel for work or radio conferences and things like that. And at times it was built in like some fun activities and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't count as an entire weekend, just going off doing exactly what you want to do and having fun that way with your close friends.
It's hardly a vacation.
Right.
Right.
But I mean, I have one friend that I'll go every now and then, and spend the weekend with him either in the mountains or at the beach. And most of the time now Jody goes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how that started happening.
I want to go. Mm. I love the mountains.
You know why? Cause women just can't stand for their husbands to have fun without them. They can't stand it.
I can't. For one.
Mm-mm.
You can't. I hate it.
Now, right.
If I went somewhere and I said, God, I gotta go to the beach to spend the weekend with Mark. He's bugging the crap out of me. And I don't want to go. He's doing this and that. Going to want me to help him build a deck and all this stuff. Then it would be okay.
Yeah.
She would go, well, have fun with that. Yeah, but if I said, I'm so excited, I'm going to just lay on the beach all weekend. Mark's going to be doing this and we're going to do that. And like, well, I'm going. Yeah. Must be nice.
You turn around, she's got her sunglasses on.
Yeah. Got a bog bag over her shoulder.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.